Exam Skills Trainer 1. Exercise 4. 1.
That went well, didn't it?
Yes, I think you could say it was a complete success.
Everyone seemed to be really enjoying themselves. The crowd went wild towards the end.
Yeah, the band looked as if they were having fun too. They were grinning the whole time.
That's because they knew it was all for a good cause.
Absolutely. There were loads of people, weren't there? Far more than we expected.
Well, human rights is such an important issue to a lot of people. So how much do you think we made?
I don't know. The concert was sold out, but there are still a few things to deduct from the ticket sales.
The band played for free, though, didn't they?
That's right. We couldn't have done it without them.
2. Tales of extraordinary bravery are emerging from Nepal after the country was hit by an earthquake measuring 7.8 on the Richter scale. The quake caused an avalanche on Everest, which swept climbers away and flattened part of the camp at the base of the mountain. The avalanche caught medics by surprise, and one of them, 34-year-old Rachel Tullett, was swept onto a rock, injuring her leg. Despite the pain, Dr. Tullett leapt into action and succeeded in keeping 23 critically injured patients alive until they could be evacuated to hospital by helicopter. What she didn't tell anyone was that she had a gaping wound in her own leg at the time. Later, she stitched up the wound herself without an anaesthetic. Dr. Tullett is currently recovering at her home in New Zealand, but is planning to return to Nepal in a fortnight.
3. Today I'm talking to David Wilson from the Institute of Psychology. David, could you tell us just what it is that makes people want to be famous?
In my view, most people want fame for attention and money these days. You need only look at reality shows like Big Brother or Pop Idol to see what I mean. The problem is that this kind of fame can be very short-lived. Let's take the group Hearsay as an example. Now, Hearsay were the winners of the ITV1 show Pop Stars. Their first single sold 1.2 million copies, and their debut album more than a million. But sales started to slow after their second number one single, and the band split up less than 2 years after first entering the limelight. Personally, I think it takes genuine talent rather than a desire to be rich to stay at the top.